how much is enough? We try to fit into the world. We try to find our place in the world. It won't work. It doesn't work. It can't work. Many, many years ago, thousands of years ago, King Solomon had all of the riches of the world. He had all of the pleasures of the world. He said, I don't deny myself any pleasure. And at the end of all that, he said, meaningless. It's meaningless. If we want to truly live a meaningful life, we have to begin by understanding the purpose of our life. The worst way to manage our life is to try to match the way the world does things, try to satisfy the world. We were created by God and for God. If you don't think you were created by God and for God, then try to live in the world. Try it that way. How much is enough? Is this enough money for you? Is this enough fame? Is this enough fortune? Is this enough of relationships for you? It will never be enough, and it will never satisfy. It will never meet the purpose of our lives, and we will never find true happiness and peace and joy in the ways and the things of this world. There is a simple phrase also written by Solomon that says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your understanding, but in all your ways, trust him, acknowledge him, and he will make straight, he will make good, he will make right your paths through this life. I am one who's tried all of the different ways, and as I'm a lot closer to the end than the beginning, I can say to you with complete candor that my way, the world's way, the way that looks good to the eyes, will not produce the things that truly satisfy us, and more importantly, that satisfy and honor God. We were created by God. We need to live for him. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart, as Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 tell us. God bless you.